If you own stocks or have money in a retirement plan, your money may be more at risk than you're being told. Most publicly held companies, including some of the biggest companies in Washington, aren't informing investors of the risks they face from climate change. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Companies that trade on the stock market have to tell their investors what risks they face by investing in those companies. The Securities and Exchange Commission imposed that rule more than 40 years ago to help prevent financial fraud. Just 3 years ago, the SEC told companies they need to acknowledge how climate change might hurt their bottom line. Most companies are brushing off the new SEC rule. That's according to a citizen researcher in California who pored over thousands of companies' financial filings. Lawrence Taylor found that only about a quarter of companies on the stock market even mentioned climate change in their required discussion of financial risks. His findings echoed those of investors who monitor how big business is responding to climate change.
It's a serious risk for the economy.
Jim Coburn is with a coalition of investors and environmental groups called Ceres.
We've already seen lots of physical impacts, and we see regulations affecting companies. And so the real question for investors is which industries and which specific companies are most at risk and which are taking advantage of the opportunities.
Coburn says the lack of disclosure in the SEC filings is a sign that companies aren't taking climate change as seriously as they should.
And if companies don't address these issues, people face a lot of losses in their portfolios.
If you search through the annual SEC filings, you can see that climate change is rarely mentioned. Companies are only required to do so if they believe climate change is a financial threat. I searched through the annual filings of Washington's biggest companies. I looked for the words climate, warming, greenhouse, and carbon. Those words were nowhere to be found in the filings of PACCAR, Nordstrom, Starbucks, or Expeditors International. Amazon.com discusses the economic climate, but says nothing about the actual climate. Costco and Microsoft acknowledge that extreme weather could hurt their operations and that climate policies could increase energy costs. Of the Fortune 500 firms based in Washington, only Weyerhaeuser reveals any details about how climate is affecting the bottom line. The Weyerhaeuser filing says regulations could affect its biomass energy projects and that the company is positioning itself to exploit opportunities created by climate change policies. The company has also reduced its greenhouse gas emissions by nearly a third over the past decade. The SEC filing for the state's largest private employer, that's Chicago-based Boeing, mentions carbon, but only as a raw material for its carbon fiber planes. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.